people are actually losing their homes and asking to rent in our apartments.
The biggest obstacle is, of course, lack of funds.
We think we've helped 58,000 people.
We're constantly having a greater demand for affordable housing.
Welcome to the Affordable Housing Podcast, brought to you by Eden Housing.
There is a point where we reach rock bottom, and all markets, including the real estate market, will start to pick up. Won't happen all at once, of course, but there may be some light starting to emerge. Hi, I'm Joanne Green, and welcome to the Affordable Housing Podcast, where my guest today is David Stark, Public Affairs Director for the Bay East Association of Realtors, a trade association serving over 5,000 real estate professionals throughout the San Francisco Bay Area. Welcome, David.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Certainly. Now, you concentrate on certain areas of Alameda County, right?
That's correct. The Bay East Association of Realtors has members that are doing business throughout California and the Bay Area, but the region that we specifically focus on is southern and eastern Alameda County, specifically the communities from San Leandro down to the Tri-Cities area and out to Dublin, Pleasanton, and Livermore in the eastern portion of Alameda County. That said, what's going on in this portion of the San Francisco Bay Area could also be extrapolated to other regions as well.
We know that with home prices lower than they've been in years, it's a good time, especially for first-time buyers, to jump into the market. Yet credit has been incredibly tough to come by. Have you seen any movement of late in the home buying market?
Absolutely. We've seen changes throughout our region. And of course, you always want to look at individual communities for what's happening in those specific neighborhoods. But one of the across-the-board generalizations that I can make is that the sales of residential property has increased throughout 2008 in all price ranges, but more specifically at the lower price ranges, those types of units that would be most appropriate for first-time homebuyers.
So from the research you've seen, what can we anticipate throughout the whole area in the coming months?
Well, again, with the unprecedented both global and national economic situation that we're in, it's difficult to say exactly what will happen in terms of access to purchase financing. But here in the San Francisco Bay Area, we know that the supply of housing is basically fixed. So what is going to change is the price of housing in terms of the financial impacts of the access to purchase financing. If it's possible for buyers to secure financing, then there are some fantastic opportunities for them at this point. We would anticipate sales prices to continue to decline between, it depends on what communities you're in, but anywhere from 3 to 40%. So in terms of housing affordability, we would anticipate that to continue. The supply of housing units for sale has been fairly consistent. In some communities, we've seen an increase in listings of homes for sale. So going into 2009, there are a number of questions that we can't answer at this point, but based on trends at the end of 2008, we would anticipate housing affordability to continue to increase, especially for those buyers that may be at the lower or moderate income levels that have been waiting for an opportunity. We see more opportunity markets moving into 2009.
You talk about 3 to 40%. Is there any correlation there between the initial price of the home? Are the more expensive homes going down in value more rapidly than the less expensive homes?
If you were to divide the residential real estate market into three segments, homes that are selling for more than $1 million, homes that are selling between $500,000 and $1 million, and those homes selling for less than $500,000, we've seen a few things over the last few months. First off, those $1 million listings, the really expensive homes, they consistently share about a 10 to 15% portion of the total number of units sold. And that's been very consistent going back at least 10 years. Where we've seen the switch, though, is we see a much greater percentage of homes now selling for less than $500,000. So at the top end of the market, many of those homes have held their value. Where we've seen the real movement, though, is price decreases in the $500 to $1 million range, and then, of course, much more activity towards the lower end of the market, again, towards the units that would be most appropriate for a first-time buyer.
Yeah, I have no scientific results here, but just in my own life and talking to people, I hear that a lot of people who had been planning on selling their homes are just staying put and hanging on to them right now, not putting their homes on the market, being really cautious of not only the value that's dropped so much, but the fact that at least in certain areas, in those homes that are priced over $1 million, there's just not a lot of movement. Is that what you've seen as well?
Well, once again, I think it's important for your listeners to understand just how localized real estate markets are. In some communities here in the Tri-Valley area, while home prices have come down, they still are fairly high going back 5, 10, or 15 years. So it really just depends on the market that you're in. One of the things that your listeners have to understand is what is driving the decision to sell a home and how an individual places value on that home. Does a homeowner look at their home as an investment, or do they look at it as shelter? And that's a decision that an individual homeowner would have to make on their own. Are there extenuating circumstances which would force someone to sell a home right now? Are they in a position where they have to sell? Again, every homeowner is in a different situation in terms of what their housing needs are, in terms of what their financial needs are. So it's difficult for me to make a generalization or to offer advice as to what an individual should do. They just need to look at their specific circumstances.
Of course. What about foreclosures? Should we expect the numbers to continue to grow even with the president's new foreclosure relief package?
Well, once again, it depends on the community. There are some communities that haven't been affected by the foreclosure situation as much as others. So what we've seen historically is that there was a period in time when many home buyers got into homeownership. They used some maybe risky mortgages to purchase those homes. Maybe they weren't really ready to purchase those homes. We are concerned about those folks that got into these kinds of financing situations. However, over the last couple of years, those types of financing instruments simply aren't there anymore. Some of the more aggressive loans that required no money down, it's very difficult to secure those loans anymore. So going forward, it's unlikely that we're going to have as many people purchasing homes that maybe weren't ready for home ownership. That said, we're certainly not out of the woods in terms of what the foreclosure situation is going to mean for our local communities. There are still a lot of people out there that purchased homes with mortgages that are going to have interest rate changes coming up in the next couple years. We're still concerned about those people that maybe their credit was a little bit marginal, what impact the national economic situation is going to have on them. In terms of what the federal government is doing regarding loan recasting or foreclosure prevention, unfortunately, it's simply too early to tell exactly what those programs are going to look like or what they're going to mean here in Alameda County. Oftentimes, when the federal government introduces a program, it takes several months for that program to actually come to fruition. And during that time, there's lots of changes that can happen regarding the specifics of the implementation of that program. So the announcements that we've heard over the past couple weeks, while it's encouraging, it's simply too early to tell exactly what those programs will mean here in Alameda County.
David, you've been involved in housing for quite some time, running Hayward's home ownership programs, and also, I understand, on the Housing Commission for the City of Pleasanton. How would you characterize where we are now in the greater scheme of things, and what do you think it's going to take to come out the other side to a healthy home buying and selling market?
Well, based on my 15 years of experience in housing community development, I've never seen a real estate market like we have today. But in terms of whether we're healthy or unhealthy, again, it really depends on the individual communities. There are some communities that, sure, they've seen some price decreases, but in terms of the number of units being sold across the board, the real estate market is still fairly healthy. People are still buying and selling homes every day. If the only gauge that you use in assessing the health of a real estate market is home sales prices, I think you're not really seeing the full picture. Will we ever see double-digit year-on-year price appreciations like we saw a few years ago? I doubt that seriously. But the bottom line is the San Francisco Bay Area and Alameda County is still a very attractive place for people to live. Even with the current situation regarding unemployment, we still have a pretty vibrant local economy here. People want to live in Alameda County. People want to own homes in Alameda County, and the supply of homes available simply hasn't kept up with demand. So even though we haven't seen or we may never see the huge price appreciations, real estate in Alameda County is still very valuable. Going forward, I think there are issues beyond just real estate that are going to impact home values. Issues regarding unemployment, issues regarding economic development, issues at the national level in terms of what our nation's economy is going to do, issues related to access to home financing, what changes we may see in terms of the federal government getting involved in recasting loans, what issues we're going to see in terms of banks and their willingness to negotiate with borrowers that may be in trouble. There's a lot of questions out there that, unfortunately, I don't have all the answers to, but just on the fundamental basics, based on the statistics that I've reviewed from 2008, if you take price out of the equation, we still have a very vibrant real estate market. And going forward, I would hope that if our governments, both at the local, state, and national level, can do something regarding unemployment and economic development, that I would hope in the next couple of years we would see some stabilization related to prices and a continued vibrant real estate market here in Alameda County.
I love your optimism. David, thanks so much for your insights today.
It's my pleasure. Feel free to check back with me at any time if you'd like another perspective on the real estate market.
David Stark is the Public Affairs Director for the Bay East Association of Realtors. I'm Joanne Green.
SmarterPodcasts.com, delivering sound advice.